Dark Summit, The True Story of Everest's Most Controversial Season, by Nick Heil. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2008 by Nick Heil. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Nick Heil and International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Late on the night of May 10, 1996, a 28-year-old Ladakhi named Sewang Paljor struggled slowly down Everest's northeast ridge. The two teammates he'd been climbing with, Dorji Morup and Sewang Smanla, were somewhere behind him, perhaps dead. He had not seen them for hours. Not that he could have helped them anyway. The storm bore down on the mountain with a primordial intensity unlike anything Paljor had ever experienced. The temperature plunged to minus 50, cold enough to freeze exposed flesh straight through in minutes. Gusts approaching 80 miles per hour ripped across the high escarpments, threatening to fling Paljor off the ridge like a bit of straw. Visibility was nil. His world extended just a few feet in front of him, snow swirling madly through the fading yellow beam of his headlamp. Paljor had run out of oxygen hours earlier, and now, fighting to complete each ataxic step, battered by dehydration and fatigue, his only chance was to make it to high camp, still 1,000 feet below, where others would be waiting with extra gas and hot tea. If he remained here, above 28,000 feet, in such desperate conditions, he was doomed. Paljor belonged to a proud expedition, some 40 men strong, led by Mohinder Singh, a commander for the Indo-Tibetan Border Police and one of India's most accomplished mountaineers. Singh was vying to put the first Indian on the summit of Everest via the legendary Northeast Ridge, the route where Mallory and Irvine had vanished in 1924, a line of ascent that would thwart attempts for another 36 years. The Chinese had been the first to complete the ridge in 1960, and many teams and individuals had ascended the route since, but it would hardly diminish the accomplishment pending for Singh and his climbers. Theirs had been an auspicious enterprise, almost entirely without setbacks during the 2 months they had been on Everest. Finally, at around 6 p.m. on May 10th, Singh's radio had crackled to life. Smanla, Paljor, and Morup reported that they were standing on the summit. The tempest was approaching its crescendo, but Singh and the others, gathered at advanced base camp, erupted into cheers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?